We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I'd say a much more pleasant drive into work today for all three of us. No one's in a ditch or in the middle of the road stuck. Very pleasant. Much better mood right now at 6:02 compared to yesterday, for me at least.
No one's in a ditch.
No. I have a question to ask you guys because there's a situation yesterday. This is idle chit-chat, of course, that... So, you know, I got to the show about 6:40.
Yes.
Because I had to, I was trying to get my car in a nearby driveway of Breaker Dave, who helped out. And I went back to the house and got the Pilot to drive to work. Now, I went back to Dave's house about noon or so.
Okay, I wondered about that.
And
did you
Dave,
start to do some day drinking?
I should have.
Oh.
Now, Dave was there. Dave was there. And Dave was very friendly and the whole time. He's been friends, but I could tell maybe he was getting a little bit annoyed that the car was still there by noon. And here's the situation: the road was still not cleared, and so
okay, now we have a problem.
If I misread this, Dave, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot. I love the fact you helped out. I love the fact you're a breaker, but I'm just trying to. I feel like I read people somewhat well. I can't.
Yeah, you do.
And it just felt like he was like, hey. Hinting, get your car off my driveway right now.
Get off my yard.
Because I'm telling you, that really? Road was still not plowed and it was still deep. I'm like, I don't know if I can get it over. Like, yeah, you can get out of there. And I'm like, oh I can't. I was like, this is the same snow that I got stuck in the first place. Like, I think you can get out of there. I said, which way should I go? You should go that way. I said, okay. And
you get stuck again.
I kept being hesitant. I said, Dave, I don't know. It was like, well,
okay, this is getting
if you stay in the driveway, can you pull up a little bit further so my wife can get the van out?
Yep, you needed to be out
right,
there.
Yep,
that was a signal.
At that point,
right when you said that, my wife would really like to see you get out of here too.
I think wife was part of this.
That was part of this, yes.
And again, I'm very thankful that Dave allowed me to be and help me out and let me park the car. But I said, I've got to find a way to get this car back to the house and get it out of here. ASAP. Now, I think also the fact he told me that there was four or five other cars.
Please leave.
There were four or five other cars. I believe he had to help get out, so I'm sure it was a very stressful morning for Dave, and they're all by his house, and here I am clogging up a spot of his driveway, and I just feel terrible about it, but it was my fault driving that car in the first place and driving
that road. Your dad told you to don't go
that way. He said at 2 a.m., don't go that way, and I went that way like an idiot, and so... I apologize to Dave for having my car in your driveway for 7 hours, 6 hours or so. But he was right. The car was able to get up the hill somehow, and it was thick snow still at that time.
Do you think Dave was kind of anticipating after the show that you might come back instead of lollygagging around until like 1 or 2 in the afternoon and having lunch with Swim over at Argonne?
Well, yeah. I'd respond to that and say, yes, but... The road was not cleared, though. If the road was cleared by 8 a.m., he might say, hey, where's he at? Get this car out of here. But I walked back assuming that the road was going to be cleared, and it wasn't because everything else was getting dried out. Like, you'd have no problem driving any main street.
No.
But that one road was still like 2 feet thick, it felt like.
You know what's interesting about this? Jake's portrayal of his neighborhood. So I was kind of concerned going to Trix's. After the show where I go every day, and there was no problem. I mean, there was nothing. It was
I feel like an idiot.
I was like,
there was one drift in Lincoln And Jake drove into it. There's one
it
big drift.
It's like in Ventura, California.
It's what it basically feels like. I saw nothing else of that kind of drift. The whole
driveway had nothing on it. Nothing. There was no big clunks in front of it.
The streets that are by my place, that the roads were dry.
I think the blizzard hit hard in our area.
Yeah. I don't know if you got caught in a weird vortex.
And also, if Dave, if he was doing some sort of had his own business or something where he was gaining some free advertising out of this, but
right,
it's not really it. He just wanted to get your car.
No, no, you can get it up that street.
You can get just go try it.
It was.
What if he got
many
stuck
hints.
And you had to walk back to Dave's house? Hey.
He said, hey, listen, if you get stuck again, I've got my three daughters inside. We'll help you push up. But he's like that desperate to get me out of the driveway. Which again, this is not a. Dave was very, 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 very helpful.
No, he wanted you off the driveway.
But I'm trying to.
He wanted you
trying
out
to walk
there.
Through a life situation here. See if
you pushed
this.
It, Jake. Yeah.
He probably has all kinds of things going through his mind. Like, is he going to leave this here for a couple days? Is this going to be a common occurrence? Okay, can I park on your driveway?
East Lincoln West has a question. Jake, did you leave the keys with Dave, and did you park in the front of his garage door? And I parked in front of a garage door that has no car in it. That's like the third stall, just a storage stall. But I'm not sure I got far enough left that his van could
so
easily get out of
it gets back
the
to the Accord. It gets back to the Accord one last time. So your buffoonery just put a wet blanket on Dave's entire day.
It pretty
much
did.
You dig out, and then you parked your car and blocked his garage.
Yeah, it's awesome. No, you can make it.
If Dave is listening or hears this later and feels differently about how he was presenting himself, and I misread it, please let me know. But I feel in that moment, I was getting a strong hit. Get your car the hell out of my driveway, and I'll listen to the show and carry on with my life.
I think the best thing, too, is the way you're attacking is to kind of go after him on air.
I'm not going after him. I'm not going. I'm saying I might be in the same way as Dave. If somebody parked their car in my driveway and I'm waiting for 6 hours, I'd probably be annoyed, too. Say, yeah, would you come back and get your car, please? It's not an attack. I think I'd be the exact same way if I was in Dave's situation as Dave was
Jake,
with me.
Jake didn't make it into the show, and we had a guy go down O Street on a scooter. That described everything.
That was embarrassing, about 8 o'clock, yeah.
And also, Ellie was here just fine, too. She was here.
And I was remarking to Greg how easy it was to get in. Greg, no, but Jake, I know you hit a bad patch. That's what happened. You hit a bad patch.
And that's why it's really embarrassing.
In that respect,
it's that the rest of the city was really fine. And I drove in the one street you shouldn't have driven on and got stuck like a moron.
I'll be happy to defend you. Missing Tooth Greg said, no, this is, he, when I said, God, I'm having no problems. This is not as bad as I thought. He goes, this is the worst it's been all year. So I get it.
It was coming in. It was a little bit like that. I agree with that. Even on 84th, it was the first time all year. We haven't had any snow.
Then I see my grass this morning at the house. I can see half the grass already. Like it's almost completely melted.
Yeah, it's by noon yesterday. It was glorious. Yeah.
Breakers chime in? Should there be a small token of a gift that goes towards those? Yes, it should
up
be something.
Dave. I'm gonna
to Dave. Yes,
I'm gonna get Dave. Several ticket items as a thank you. I know where he lives. They'll bring him over there at some point here today.
We really
be cautious when you go over there because right now it's tense.
Yeah, it does. It feels like I'm like, hey, man.
It's really tense.
I really appreciate the help.
Maybe feel it out a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Maybe. Yeah.
Try to read the situation.
I just hope you get a chance to meet his wife. I can't wait to see how that goes.
I know. Well,
I missed work today because you're parked in front of the. I missed work. Yeah.
Some idiot parked his car behind my car in the driveway, in my own driveway.
No, you can get out. I love that. No, you can get out.
No, you can get out. Yeah. I don't know if I can make it. The thing you'd expect me, don't worry about it. Your car's fine. Get it when you get it. He said, no, go. Go up. Go up.
You're making an accurate read. Jim.
Yes.
Well, I thank you. I thought it was. Because I really wanted to get that car out of there. But I said,
I wonder if
there's a chance if the same thing happens here in 5 seconds when I get stuck in this drift. But
were the three girls looking out the window he better make it? If I gotta go scoop this guy.
Did they have their hands on their hips?
I didn't look back. They were still in the
just
house.
Just faces at the window hey, please. Hey, Mr. Radio guy. Get the Accord out of here.
This helpless fella outside. Me. No, Dave was outside watching the girls. I don't know if they were watching the situation.
When you made it out, was there a thumbs up? Was there a thumb out the window?
When I could tell that I was going to make it, I did roll the window down. I said,
see?
I looked back. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Drove off.
Wow. That is beautiful.
And he kind of gave me the wave. Nice wave.
Was it somewhat tense? Were you worried that you weren't going to make it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, I wish I could have taken it. It was thick.
Yeah.
Like it had melted some, but there had been no sign of a plow at all on that street.
Yeah,
none.
Yeah. You're just in a bad spot, Jake. You were.
So thanks to Dave again. I apologize for my car being there for so long, and I apologize if your van couldn't get out, but I will try to make sure next time, do not take that road in any type of snowstorm. It drifts badly there.
Will you also just go the other direction now because you're afraid to drive by Dave's house, just in general? Just even the roads, even June, just like I'm not driving by there.
I'm not afraid. No, I want to give Dave a gift. I want to thank him
for more than just
my thumbs up thanks.
No, you'll give him.
And talk on the radio about him. I want to give him a gift
and just
of thanks.
Tell him, hey, listen, on the radio, I said you were pretty upset with me. And
no, I said on the radio, I said, I think you were rightfully stern. I think I read this right, and I apologize for putting you in that bind.
It's fine. I like the transparency, Bill. I do like us taking our issues onto the air.
Yes.
We tend to do
it a lot.
Yes. Anything personal we'd like to bring onto the air. Especially if we have a beef with somebody.
This tends to be therapy for us as well as the listeners. It's therapy both ways. It really is.
By the way, we are approximately 24 hours from Dr. Love, which has become the thing I like most in my life.
That's part of it.
Dr. Love in about 24 hours.
Okay. Right?
Should we have Trixie?
Can
we have Trixie come in? Just talk through some things.
No. I'd say a hard no.
No. Sounds like we might want to get Dave in.
We get Dave in here.
Will Dave come on air?
We'll bring Dave.
Trix would come in, but she's pretty transparent herself.
Yeah, I mean, stay away from that one. Yeah. I agree with that. I wouldn't be like going, hey, let's just bring Laura in live, but just let's not even talk about what we're going to ask her. Nope, not going to do that.
I'm unscripted, unprepared.
We do not need that at all.
It'd be hellaciously good radio.
It would be. It could go on for hours.
Dr. Love, though, will be tomorrow, right?
What's that? Dr. Love tomorrow, yes.
Not around this time, though.
No, a little later.
25 hours.
A little later.
Yes, a little later. I went to Crete.
You did?
Went to Crete last night.
You did for
yes, what that?
Don't tell me you're speaking again.
No, district basketball.
Just some hoops.
Yeah, to go see who's going to state.
Are you serious?
Crete versus Pius. Place was packed.
Why did you do this?
Place was packed. It was my nephew, Bo Schindler, number one math teacher in Nebraska, voted last year, which is pretty cool. They got that award. And then and I have a tie with a lot of Pius people and some people on the team. And so I was able to go watch
you
the game.
Up there?
I whipped up to Crete.
What time was the game?
The game was at 7. It was packed. It was packed house.
You are out of your comfort zone.
That was way out of my comfort zone. Way out of it. And I thought of about 40 reasons not to go. And I came up. And
I could have helped you with that.
I had 40 to 45 solid ones of not to go. Then I just like, no, I'm going. And it was a lot. It was fun to watch high school basketball. And the name I'm going to bring up, if I get it right, Resney, I believe. There was one time I looked at my nephew, it was at halftime there. Pius hit a crazy shot right before halftime and take like a 6-point lead. I think it was like 25-19. But one guy for Crete, he had 16 points and the team had 19. And
I just, sounds like Bryce Williams over
and
here.
I'm just wondering at the time if like when I looked at my nephew, I go, is anyone at halftime mentioned this number 4? Are you aware of him at all? Because he scored 16 of their 19 points, and the other 3 were by another player. They had 2 guys that had scored the entire. I'm like, I might want to hone in on these guys. But anyway, it was a great event.
Who won the game?
Pius did.
And this was district.
Lincoln Pius. Was that whatever it be?
Sub-district?
They go to state. So this was the punch your ticket.
Districts.
Wait a second. This was the final?
Yes.
The district final?
Yes.
Really?
State starts next Wednesday.
Yeah, Pius is going to state. So anyway, it was fun to go watch high school, see the whole, the students, the fans, all that stuff. It was really good.
Crete is a popular ride for the hog for Sip. He takes that ride a lot. Yeah. Motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you stop at Christina's once in a while, the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Did you dine or did you eat at the game?
No, there was a slight setback. Crete's interesting. They have a town of 4,000 to 5,000. Yep. They have 3 Casey's. 3.
They have 3.
They have a brand new one.
I knew of 2 for sure.
The brand new one. They have a brand new one now out on coming into town.
Okay, I did. And, that's right. That's 3.
Yeah, they have an old
by,
one
by Purina. I think that's
Purina. Yep.
Yeah. So it's right there. But I go in to get gas. And I'm not going to lie to you, I always go with the ethanol, 10% ethanol. That's always the, right now, around $2.89, $2.99 a gallon. They're out. That blew my mind. I went to two different pumps, and they were out of gas.
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, they were out of gas.
I've heard of it.
And so, yes. So I had to come all the way back into Lincoln just on fumes. Now, there was other stations in town.
But it wasn't Casey's.
And I didn't want to drive from where it's, the school is yeah, where it's yeah, located.
It's on the way out of
you
town,
don't yeah. want to go all the way into town. You're looking at correct. About a 20-minute whip around. It's like, mm-hmm. so I made the risk, whipped it in.
Been about a 20-minute whip around.
And but I tell you
made
what,
it back.
To go to district basketball, that was fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm standing in line with my nephew, and a loyal breaker came up and talked to us. A fellow teacher.
Recognized you.
Yes, he knows my nephew, so that's kind of the reason we came together. But it was really good.
Nice. That is exhilarating to see.
I wish I'd really bad I didn't go to more, but go ahead. Sorry, that was fun.
You're fine. I like it's similar to going to see Cashton's games. You're almost heartened
Cashton!
by what you see. So I think we need to celebrate each other's disparate interests. I know you guys don't like the NBA. I mean, this is idle chit chat. Me and Alex went to.
Let me guess. Buffalo wings and rings.
Which you have a salad, great, side great salad, price. Two wings.
And watch the Heat.
You had five wings.
And watch
which
the
is
Heat
still,
and Cavs.
Yeah. That was a good game. He pushed him.
I actually watched the highlights of that last night.
We all caught
that's
that one.
That's crazy.
There.
I think instead of making fun or you know, expressing your disinterest, we should celebrate each other's interests. I like the NBA.
Yeah, all three of us caught highlights of that game at
did
least.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't... The thing that blows my mind...
What?
Just blows my mind. If all of a sudden, like... What if all of a sudden that the Lakers now the rest of the season, they're just in red and white? Watch the Cavs. They're in blue. I mean, what are we doing?
And they paint their court blue.
Yeah, they
didn't paint it. They probably put it down. But they put a court down.
They completely changed their colors.
Yeah, they do that.
And they're just like, yeah, no, we're blue now.
I think there was probably a time in the franchise history when they were light blue.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. We have a situation here.
Dave,
for the first time ever, texted you. I gotta play the breaking news for this. This is incredible. He's never ever texted
you
before.
You're ready.
Hang on,
awesome.
I gotta play this. There we go. I'm very thankful that Dave is listening and is texted in to respond to the situation if he's annoyed or not. And this is, he's never
this
ever,
is
this is the first time, no text, this is his first ever text to Dave, that Dave who helped me out of the snow yesterday, and I parked in his driveway.
To go back real quick,
yep.
Dave just woke up yesterday morning and normal, and all of a sudden now he's a public figure. All of a sudden,
show.
Yes,
that's right.
Show.
Okay.
Well, and Dave was like out doing stuff before. Like, yeah. He came back and I was parked in front of his house, so he helped me.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
He was already out and about. Here's the text from Dave. He says, I was totally fine with you parking in the driveway, and the wife was fine too. I just saw earlier that the car's as low to the ground as yours. We're making it. Sorry if it came off as annoyed. Definitely wasn't. Hope you had the, you and the gang and the rest of the stool have a great day. All right. Now, let's clarify. You saw that cars with a lower profile like mine were able to make it. He's just saying, I think you can make it.
Dave's just being kind right here. You can make it. Your car can make it.
Seriously, I saw. Other, kind
of, yeah, your car can make it.
I saw a Civic.
He might
I saw
be
a
mildly
Civic.
Perturbed that you've taken this to the bus.
No, he's not perturbed.
You've called him out. He helps you dig out. You call him out
I
as well. I guess Dave
out.
Is angered. And then you made it. Should we post a photo in his exact address of him so breakers can stop by his house?
Well, what I should do, I wish I could post a photo of the thickness of the snow at the point both times in the morning and then.
Beautiful.
I'm calling myself out, not Dave. I'm the one to call out.
I think Dave
driveway.
Got called out. I
no,
think
he did.
He said Dave
saved a spot in his driveway.
You can make
I
it.
I was just trying
You're
to see
fine.
If he was upset or annoyed. That's all
I
wanted to know.
Defend the honor of my wife.
And he had every right to be there.
I have three kids
that
would like to have went to some events today. They didn't. They couldn't get out. I think just maybe a ticket hat might not be enough.
I'm gonna get you got right a swag now, bag gonna, coming your way. Probably a gift card or two.
Cash might be appropriate.
Maybe a business box of bagels.
I'll get him some bagels.
A business
sure.
box of bagels, and then Dave, right now is your time to text him what else you want because you're kind of
Dave.
You're
what do you need?
You
me?
Own the upper hand in negotiation.
He absolutely
right now.
Does. Definitely what do you want, Dave? It's all you. It's all you. Anything else? Sip for you, Fried on Chit Chat yesterday.
We've
got pretty deep there.
That was glorious.
That was an incredible take.
I do want to give one shout out to end Idle Chit Chat. We'll move on. Regarding girls' state basketball, there was a congrats to Pender, by the way, Bill. The Pender Dragons are on. They beat Howells Dodge.
They won.
64-45, blew them out. They'll play Alma now in the second round.
Alma's real.
That's tomorrow.
Alma's
at
real.
9 a.m., which we know Bill loves the 9 a.m. time.
Does Alma got some bigs?
Yeah. And they also play a lot of pressure defense.
I want to give a shout out to in Class C1 Milford beats Arlington. It's the first ever win in the state tournament for Milford girls basketball. They've never ever won a game before.
It's like
in
Nebraska
the tournament.
Basketball.
Yeah, they did.
I think you'd be pretty shocked if you went down through every town. There's a lot of teams have not won a game.
Who's never won a tournament?
Yeah,
never won a state tournament.
They beat Arlington 61-40, the first ever win in school history for the girls basketball team in the state tournament. Congrats to the Milford Lady Eagles.
Serious congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah.
They will play Minden.
Nice job.
The Whippets in the second round. We love
Whippet.
The Whippet.
Good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Devo.
Jake, that was amazing.
That is Idle Chit Chat in depth today. Sponsored by our friend at Newton's Lawn Care. That's Andrew. New customers get 20% off
the
2025 fertilizer program. If you text The Ticket to 402-440-6297. You get a free quote within 24 hours. You can text The Ticket to Andrew, 402-440-6297. 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program at Newton's Lawn Care. Was he in the garage this morning, Bill?
No, things are a little sloppy just with the snow melting and things like that. So there's not a lot that can be done right now. And he's already walked the yard a couple days ago. So he was not available today. He was doing more time of getting prepared with his equipment. That's what was going on. And fielding calls.
It's the weather down this in the coming days is going to be beautiful. He's going to be very busy.
Yeah, don't we have snow coming again?
Maybe a little bit, like an inch possibly. Yeah. Just nothing major,
inch
Bill.
So.
And then next week we'll hit the 70s next week.
Oh, thank you. I needed that. Thank you for that.
60s and 70s.
464-5685 call or text as always. There's an article I saw that I know really had to make Bill very happy yesterday because Bill loves schedule talk. You love schedule.
There's nothing I love more than this. In football is talking schedules. I mean, I'm talking preseason, during the season. Everything matters on when you catch some
March.
Breaks. When you catch some breaks in scheduling, it shows up. And if you don't, wow, it can get real.
Yeah, now think of this title is all you, Bill. It says this is from On Three.
Hut.
It says ESPN's top 40 strength of schedule ratings for 2025 college football season revealed. And I said, this is Bill's cup of tea. We know Nebraska's schedule is not rough. Nebraska comes in, by the way, at number 35 in these rankings in terms of toughest schedule. Number one, Oklahoma in a must-win year for Brent Venables. Boy.
Is he in a must-win?
They're in a situation. I believe so. I mean, I would say but it has to go well. I don't think a 6-6 is that's not it.
God, how would you like to be in Norman on September 6th when they play Michigan? The Michigan colors and the Oklahoma colors.
Yeah.
In Norman.
They play Michigan and Auburn in September. Non-conference games. Auburn's conference game. Michigan holds non-conference. Auburn conference game in September.
Strange trip to Temple.
That will be odd.
Really odd. Probably not that easy either. But
Oklahoma will have to bring about 60,000 fans to fill it.
Really?
They'll need to bring a lot, yes.
They have road games at South Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama, all potential playoff teams this year. And they have also played Texas, Ole Miss, and LSU.
Well, they play Texas at the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
That'll be rough.
That was the one conversation about, if you heard Texas, their AD, which was, that was interesting, was adamant that he wants a ninth game in the SEC. He wants the ninth game because they always play one of the games in the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
So that's it might be a home game for you one year, away the next, but no matter what, you never have that game. And sometimes they'll have three home games and four away in the conference. And so he wants to guarantee 4-4 conference games at home. And the one game, the outlier, is the Oklahoma, is the game that's in the Cotton Bowl. So it was interesting how he said, and their statements were Texas was like very strong. We play the best. We want to play outside of the league. Now, right now, they only play eight. So, But he said, but he also doubled down with, we want to play outside the conference, and we also want to play nine. That's our goal. I think he's probably saying that, knowing also one thing, that nine's probably coming.
Yep.
And so that's going to happen.
Getting ahead of that. Yeah. See, here's the thing with Oklahoma, Jake, Bill. If you're an Oklahoma fan, do you go in with, we just have four losses no matter what? Four losses. Are we going to lose to Texas? Are we losing at South Carolina? Are we losing at Tennessee? And are we losing at Alabama?
Let's do the could lose. Jake, read off the schedule.
I don't have the whole schedule.
I got it. Okay, so they play Illinois State. No, they'll win that. Michigan at home.
Could lose. One.
At Temple.
Win. Win. No.
Temple's not very good right now.
Auburn in Gaylord Family Stadium.
Could lose.
Yeah,
it's Auburn.
That's two.
Yeah, two.
Kent State.
No.
Versus Texas in the Cotton Bowl.
Could lose.
At South Carolina.
Could lose.
Ole Miss.
Could lose.
At Tennessee.
Could lose.
What are we up to?
Six.
At Alabama.
Could lose.
Missouri.
Could lose.
LSU.
Could lose.
That's nine could lose games. Yeah. That's why they have the toughest schedule.
Saying. That's nine.
I almost think the best you hope for is 8-4.
That's a lot of could loses.
8-4, is that okay?
It'll be dicey, but I don't know. I mean, Florida was looked at different because their schedule was so brutal.
Guess what? They're number two again this year. Florida had a rough schedule last year. They're number two again this year. Strength of schedule.
What is this?
Billy Napier's like, what the heck, man?
Well, the problem is, it's real simple. When you're at Florida, who do you play every year? Florida State, ACC, Miami, ACC. Yep. So right away, you're going against the two of the best ACC teams, year in and year out. I know they were different last year with Florida State, but
but still,
the year before they went undefeated.
So what do they got? They have LIU. What is that?
Probably Long Island. Long Island.
They have the Long Island Sharks. Then they have UCF. This is Florida, by the way. UCF's. We'll do the could lose thing. Could you lose?
Yeah, could lose.
Okay, I got it.
One.
Keep at tight. LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could lose.
Yep.
At Miami.
Yeah, could lose.
This is ridiculous. Texas.
Oh, of course.
Yep. Could lose.
At A&M. Mm-hmm.
Could lose.
Mississippi State.
I don't know, but still. But probably,
give them
still,
that one.
Yeah, give them that one.
Yep.
Georgia.
Yep.
Could lose.
In Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At Kentucky.
Could lose.
At Ole Miss.
Yep.
Could lose.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Could lose.
Florida State.
Could lose.
In Gainesville.
Okay, that's 10 could loses for Florida then.
10 could loses.
10.
That schedule is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is.
And the game you're saying that's like, well, this is an easy win is Mississippi State. Weren't great this year. That's an SEC team. We talked about this last year. If Mississippi State showed up into Memorial Stadium, you'd look at them and go, hang on a second. They look pretty good.
What kind of schedule is that?
every year when you have to play Miami and Florida State, that's insane.
I feel like we did the same thing.
Do you have to play Georgia too?
What's that? Yeah, that's their game. That's their
Jacksonville. So yeah, it's the largest, largest cocktail party,
which is an incredible name.
You can't get rid of that.
Yeah, they always
it's
that
a league game. I mean,
yeah, and I feel like last year was the same thing. We thought probably 10 could lose games for Florida. Yeah. I mean, we thought that they could go 3-9, they could go 2-10, and they made a bowl game.
But that was forever with Tennessee. So, but when it was East and West, right, in the SEC, Tennessee and Alabama were on opposite sides, but that was a protected game. So they played that. Imagine that. So Tennessee during that run of Saban had to play him every year.
Yeah.
And then there was times like when Georgia didn't play like a Texas A&M for like 18 years. It never worked out.
A classic example of you have to adjust your expectations. And you hope to have, and if you're Billy Napier, you hope your AD is reasonable. I do think he has a reasonable AD. His AD's been very supportive of him.
You know, of the top 13 toughest schedules, 12 of the 13 are SEC schools.
Yeah, of course they are.
12 of the 13 are SEC.
It's just the only like
one
right
that
now.
The only one that was Wisconsin at 4 is the only non-SEC team in the top 13 toughest strength of schedule.
Even though they only have 8 conference games.
Think about that in basketball right now. It's like if you're in the SEC, every game, who do you guys play? Well, every game's a quad one win almost.
Yeah.
Like every game.
SEC's a big, it's flex city. Flex city.
And you look, you know, again, I mentioned Nebraska's at 35. The teams ahead of them in the Big Ten are, of course, Wisconsin at 4. And then you go down to Rutgers 16, Purdue 17, Northwestern 18. And then big run of UCLA, USC, Iowa. That's 17 through 22. Nebraska is like one of the easiest schedules in the conference at this point.
It's time. Yeah. They got to make some hay this year. I mean,
Illinois and Michigan have easier schedules. That's it. That's it in the Big Ten, really.
I mean, I think most people would say, most fans, I don't want to speak for fans, but I think the temperature, Jay can help with this. You have to win 8 to show progress, right?
Yes. And they won 7 last year.
Right.
You don't want to get 7 again.
8 in the regular season.
I think you got to get 8 in the regular.
Agreed.
So that'd be 2 games. Yeah. That'd be a 2 game jump. And I think it's time.
Wouldn't you also in the back of your head be thinking that it should be more?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the 8 would be incredible.
No, it's year 3.
Yeah. 8 would be more just because of what teams look at in year 3.
Right.
At a team with history. Like I said, history fans, returning quarterback, and money. And they have NIL money, able to operate.
Yeah, at this point, I just don't think you can make excuses. Like, there's nothing holding them back, really.
Well, that's
controllable.
Could you imagine the fan base here if your 2 non-conference was Miami and Florida State?
We'd be pretty nervous.
One at home, we're going to go to the other one.
It'd be fun.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Nerve-wracking.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes, it'd be a lot of anxiety, though, and rightfully so. You got Houston Christian instead. In Akron instead of Miami and Florida State as your non-conference, plus Cincinnati to start off the season, which again is not a high caliber team right now in their conference.
No,
the high chance the coach doesn't make it through the season.
Cincinnati,
he's a week 9 guy that can be one of the first guys gone.
So Nebraska, yeah, you got to think they can make some hay. To me, it'll come down to how are they up front on defense. That's what I'm fixated on. There's other issues, but every team has issues. Wouldn't you say every team has issues?
Every team has issues. And then the difference is what their issues are compared to who they play.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. Okay, we have some issues, but we're rolling in here against these guys. Right. Okay,
isn't that why you always say schedule?
Yeah, it just matters. Oh, like you said, look at the schedule of those teams we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And you're like going like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you have problems, if you have issues, they're magnified in schedules like that is what it comes down to. Now, Nebraska can ease into it a little bit. I think Cincinnati probably will be a little better than you think.
Yeah, probably.
Nebraska is favored to win, and they should win that game. Yeah. But, yeah, they're not going to be a horrendous football team.
It'll be, 60,000 fans from Nebraska?
At least.
Probably at least.
They've sold 50,000 tickets last
year. Yeah, I don't see. What's the hold, like 72?
Around
it's about 72. Yes.
Yeah, they'll bring 4 to 6 maybe
for a home game.
For a home game.
Home game.
Yeah, four to six.
You have the returning. I mean, there's a lot. Nebraska has a lot going for it, but on the other hand, and nobody's really talking about it, but Rule's got to get a lot of new faces on the same page quickly. And it's not a given, obviously. You have three new coordinators. All of that has to fall into place pretty fast. By the way, Greg in South Carolina, South Carolina and Shane, that's Shane Beamer, right?
That's right, Shane Beamer.
Have recruited extremely well and are loaded with depth of large athletic linemen on both sides of the ball. If, God dang, Greg.
They open for Virginia Tech. It'd be a great game.
If Lenoris Sellers stays healthy, they're a legitimate playoff contender. And then he says their special teams will win them 1 to 2 games. Wow, it sounds like South Carolina might be loaded up a little bit.
I think they are. I said I love Sellers. I think they have it. I mean, they were right on the cusp last year.
They were one of those.
Yeah. There was three teams that were on the cusp, right. And they were one of them. Mm-hmm. It was them, Alabama, and different things. Yeah, so that makes a. But the schedule, man, it matters so much, especially getting going certain times. Like I said, I just mentioned, okay, you're Virginia Tech. Got to get going. They got to have a good. They got to get started right there, and they open up with South Carolina.
That's a really bad season.
Yeah, I mean that's that right away. It's like okay, we're gonna play one of the better teams. Yeah, Prize the coach, and he's a really good dude. Does everything right, but they have not been up to speed. And this year, same thing. It's like we really like this guy. Yeah. We better have some better results. They lost to Vanderbilt in the opener when they were up the entire game. Different things.
They were 6-7 last year.
Yeah,
fought Tech.
So they have to be better. But their schedule again. When you open up with a non-conference SEC team, it's like whoa, here we go.
So there's your schedule.
Good job, guys.
Oklahoma, toughest schedule in the country.
Florida number two.
And of the top 13,
let's go through 12, every team.
12 of them are SEC schools. Wisconsin, the only non-SEC school in the top 13 toughest schedule. At number four. Good luck, Luke Fickell.
Bill, why is that? Like they only play 8 conference games. Just the conference is that tough.
Yeah, and they've always kind of, that gives you some freedom to schedule. Most teams, what would happen, like an LSU or other teams like that, they always have a big game outside of it. Okay. So they'd play 8 conference, then one big outsider with 3 that were scheduled, hopefully, to be wins, how you would look at it.
Thanks to Greg, by the way. Thank you.
When we come back, let's look at last night's Big Ten basketball games next in an early break on the ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.